In today's episode, the amazing Maya Ford and Cynthia Washington will be interviewing Mr. Ryan Dunn of the Basement Company. Take it away, guys.
Tuning into Biz My Kids, the quarantine edition. My name is Nikki Watson, and I just want to let you know that our future is so bright. Why? You're about to see young scholars pour their heart out, want to know, what does it take to be successful? They'll be interviewing today's business leaders to learn how to be tomorrow's business leaders. They will break down those communication barriers between different generations. Check them out.
My name is Linda Metcalf from Business Minds, where we train the kings and queens of the future. Today, Noah Jackson, Jordan Haynes, and Janaya Wilson will be interviewing Bradley Barreth, Stacy Peters, and Brandley James from the company Indeed, a company that assists people in finding great jobs. Take it away, guys.
Hello, my name is Noah Jackson, and first of all, the most important question for me is, how are y'all today? How is y'all day?
Hey, Noah. This is Verna Lee from Indeed. I'm doing, I can say, better than maybe others. I'm feeling good. The sun's out in the Bay Area. Happy to be Black. So overall, can't complain.
I'm okay. I work in accounting, so we had just wrapped up our year-end close, our financial results for the year. And if anybody knows anything about accounting, that's like the busiest time. So we just wrapped it up and we did a good job on it. So, and we just promoted Tracy, who's on the call. So I just wanted to give her congratulations, who's on the call. Tracy, congratulations on your promotion to senior accountant.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. Noah, my day is going great. I got promoted. So that's good. And then we just finished our close. So that's good. But how are you doing, Noah? How's everything on your end?
Well, for me, I'm doing great. I just finished my schoolwork, so that's awesome. So I don't have nothing to do today. And lastly, I don't think I heard from Stacy. Stacy, how are you today?
I'm feeling pretty motivated. I'm on the opposite end from Bradley and Tracy in that my year has just started to get crazy. So, but I feel pretty good about what's to come and pretty pumped, pretty energized. So that's how I'm feeling today.
Well, thank you for sharing y'all how y'all doing. And Stacy, I hope your year don't go too crazy, okay? But anyways, my first question is, most of my questions are for all of y'all, so any of y'all can answer. But my first question is, what are y'all favorite part about y'all job?
So the favorite part about my job is the fact that I'm constantly being challenged. There's new things. Indeed is a very fast, rapidly growing company, even despite COVID and everything going on with that. We've done well, even though, pretty much the country was shut down. The most challenging thing I would say is probably whenever we've faced a lot of resourcing challenges, like people leaving, and then, you know, we don't have backfill. But what that does for me is that it makes me learn new things. It makes me, you'll get late nights and stuff like that. But my favorite thing is seeing something new every day and working through a problem and solving it.
Yeah, I'd like to add as well. So in my position, I'm in sales is the best way to look at it. And I went to college to get my bachelor's in mass communications with an option in media production with a lot of experience in broadcasting and radio engineering, which, you know, isn't something that you would think would go into sales. However, I have a natural ability to hustle. So being able to do that type of hustle, what I like to call in a legit manner for this company, I'm able to make a significant amount of money, but the feeling of making the sale is so amazing. So I'm responsible on a quarterly basis, which means every 3 months, to bring in $650,000 or more for the company. So if you times that by four, that gives you my annual amount of what I have to be responsible for in the millions. So it's a lot of fun. There are a lot of ups and downs, but I just really like the hustle. So that's my favorite part of my job.
I guess I can go next. So I like the fact that I get to solve a lot of different complex puzzles and do a lot of different things. So I work in the global learning and enablement org that supports sales and client success. So there's a bunch of people who train sales and client success people. And I work in the area which most folks don't think about in digital learning. So think about COVID and everybody has to be at home and now they have to find a way to train everyone. We have to do that digitally. So creating cool videos and all that stuff. So I manage the team that helps to lead the direction on that. And we do a lot of different things from creative stuff and development and video production to learning how to integrate different platforms. So it gets technical and it also gets creative, which is fun. And then there's also managing people, which is pretty awesome to help them develop in their career, which is a really fun part of things. And they get to do some of the stuff they do because like Brad, we are short staffed and things are crazy. So sometimes you have to roll up your sleeves and get down with everybody and do the stuff. So that's my favorite parts, I guess, of my job.
For me, the favorite parts of my job, I think, is always being challenged. I think there's always something to new at Indeed, and we're always like things are changing fast. So there's always something new to learn. So that's a key thing for me. Another thing is like I really enjoy the people that I work with. So going into work, even if we're virtually, having like a supportive team to do the work with is also great.
Well, that's great. Y'all like to be challenged and like to do multiple things in the company. But yeah, I really like that. And jumping on to my next question, it's a little bit similar to the other question, but what drives you every day to do your job?
Easily, this is Verna Lee again, the money. I get paid, I'm not gonna lie, like when I went in for my interview and they're like, what is your main motivation? And I'm trying to make a bag and this is how I've been able to afford living in the Bay Area on my own as a single mother of a six-year-old son is by hustling and getting into tech sales. So if it wasn't for the paycheck, I don't think I would be wanting to be in sales. And of course that paycheck comes only if you're good at making the sale. So the check is it for me at the end of the day.
For me, I would say the money is key, right? So I mean, you're talking to four people that make a high salary. So that's just, that's you know, everybody, it's going to be money. But what it is for me is the fact that I'm a boss. I'm autonomous. Like I can do what I want to do in the sense of like, you know, within range, within restrictions, but I can implement my own solutions. I can say, we're not doing this anymore. We're going to do it this way now. And of course, there's always somebody above you. There's always people above you, but that kind of autonomy teaches you things where if you wanted to be an entrepreneur. So if you wanted to own your own business, you wanted to be a boss, this is excellent practice. A lot of people try to say that, oh, if you work for a company, you know, this isn't, you know, you're not your own boss or whatever, but really, really you're training to be your own boss. So you look at it that way, that's I think what I love about it as well.
Definitely why I wake up every morning is definitely the bag for sure. But other thing, it allows me to fund the other things that I enjoy doing, right? Like I just purchased a house this last year. So it allowed me to do that and then remodel the house and do things like that. So, you know, that's the stuff that motivates me. It gives me the ability to do things that I wouldn't be able to if I didn't have it.
Tracy, when's the housewarming? I'm in Norwalk. When are we doing
that? The housewarming will be sometime during June when I'm all moved in with the furniture. I had to remodel it first and then you'll get an invite.
Mm-hmm. I will be sending you a Slack message for my invite.
No problem.
I mean, I would echo all the sentiment. Being able to earn a good enough salary, I am also a single mother. I actually became a single mom while I was working at Indeed, but it allowed me to take Indeed, working at the company has allowed me to be very independent financially. And I also think what motivates me is being able to do exactly that, fund the other things that I would like to do. And it also teaches me so much about, as Brad said, being an entrepreneur. We got in our roles, Bernalee and I, as co-chairs of an inclusion group, it gave us the opportunity to be really in leadership, but in a different side of the business and also do our day job. So we're learning so much. I like learning new stuff and that's motivational for me. If I can't learn something new, I get bored and then it's a problem. But at Indeed, I'm able to learn so many different things from different people, departments, because it's always changing. So being able to learn and grow is a big motivator for me. The money, yes, so that helps. That definitely, definitely helps.
Well, I'm glad that y'all are motivated by something in the company, and that really like motivation lets you keep going and have grit throughout the job. So my next and final question is, in Indeed, and if so, was Indeed always a Black company?
A full body question there. So I haven't always been at Indeed. I grew up, poor, underprivileged. So I've been working since I was 14 years old, and I've been a leasing agent, I've been a barista, a server, as many jobs that I can think of, I did before I was able to land my corporate job at Indeed. I will not say that Indeed is a Black company. Indeed is still, like many companies, for full disclosure, working towards building that Black population. I will say, since Stacy and I have been running the Black Inclusion Group, our ability to influence leadership at the senior level, I'm speaking on the CEO, the CFO, at that level has been able to influence change so that we can increase our Black population. We do have public diversity numbers, and in the US alone, we only have 4.7% of our employee population are identified as Black and African American. So we have a lot of work to do. However, when we first started our work, Stacey and I, that number was at 2.7%. So 2% may not sound like a lot, but when you're talking about 10,000 plus employees, it is a significant change. So we're on the road to getting there. And I have no timeline of when that's going to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I could kind of piggyback off of that. Indeed, when I started in 2011, I was the fourth, I think, Black person that I noticed in the Stanford office. We had one floor, and I definitely knew who the other Black people were. Now I cannot tell you how many Black people we have in that office, and we have now 20-something offices globally. And when I started, we had like three. So definitely we've grown in a lot. But we, in this area of being, you know, increasing that population, we're making strides. And before I came to Indeed, I actually worked in at Yahoo Hot Jobs and Monster.com. Some of them you may know, and some of you might be too young to know some of you about those. And I worked at a bank previously. I was a bartender at one point. I mean, I've done some jobs. And everything I learned in each of those jobs and each of the situations that I had gave me something that I use today in my job, in my role, even as a mother. I learned a lot along the way, and I would never kind of change that journey for anything else. It definitely contributed to who I am now and like all the cool things that I can do.
Yeah, so I didn't work at Indeed my entire career. My professional career, yeah, but just like Stacey and Bernalee said, like I was a waiter, I was a server. Like I worked at Modell's, the sporting goods store. I had a bunch of different, just like random jobs. And I had to, while I was in college, I had to work at Chase to help pay for my tuition, help pay for like, you know, my car to get to and from school. And then I didn't have an internship where I would say for everybody that's going to go to college, do an internship, because that helps you a lot. It's very important. I didn't have that knowledge to do that. I didn't have the know-it-all to do that, which like a lot of us, you know, Black people, we sometimes don't have the you know, that mentorship or you know, the big brother letting us know what to do. So that set me back a little bit. So I took a year trying to find a job, and then Indeed finally gave me the job, and I was able to move up the ladder through people that were willing to mentor me. They were willing to help me out and tell me how to move. So yeah, and I would echo what Bernalee said about Indeed is not by no means is it a Black company at all. We want to get as many Black people. So I want, like, in a couple of years, I want to be interviewing y'all for a role. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we need y'all to do what y'all can and you know, do well in school, so that we can make Indeed a Black company.
I guess I haven't spoke yet. I didn't start off at Indeed. I worked at a public accounting firm before actually going to Indeed. So I did a public account firm, RSM, and then I tried a different company that didn't work out, and then I landed at Indeed. I think one of the things that Brad said was like mentorship is big. I think that throughout my career, like I always found like a mentor, somebody within the company to actually mentor me and guide me or help me land to another place. So I think that whenever you guys start looking for jobs, make sure that you seek out mentorship, because I think that's like very, very important. It helps with like career growth, but it also helps with personal growth as well. So I think that's it for me.
I'm sorry for the background noise, but before I go to the next person, can y'all answer me, when did Indeed start exactly?
Was it 04? I think it was 04.
Come on, Bradley, it is.
It's 04? It's like a trivia question all the time. I just never remember the date.
I got that answer wrong in training, and Stacey trained me.
Yeah, I was like, it's one of the first things we train on. Like, Indeed was founded in 2004. So 2004.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another question. We have another interviewer.
Yeah, kinda. But thank you for y'all answers, and thank you for participating in the interview. But
we're going to be interviewing. One of my questions is, when did you realize that you wanted to work, that you wanted to do something that you were doing now at Indeed?
So for that, what I actually want to do at Indeed is working with the Black Inclusion Group. I knew that I wanted to do this work because it was more meaningful outside of just sales. That can become very mundane and also stressful. And usually people leave this position that I'm in after 2 years, and I've been here for 5. What motivated me was the Black Inclusion Group. I had a bad experience with a white male sales director when I first started that made me feel very uncomfortable. I was already the only Black female in my office in the Bay Area. And from that experience, I felt very strongly that I didn't want another Black female to come in and feel the same way that I did. So when the opportunity came to lead the Black Inclusion Group, I immediately jumped at it. And that has been the most meaningful side of what I do at Indeed. And if I didn't experience that negative situation, I don't think I would actually be in the position that I am now. So having a bad experience is what sparked me down the journey that I'm on now.
So just as a reminder on the question was if, can you repeat that again?
The question was, when did you realize that you want to do what you are doing now at Indeed?
Okay, yeah. So I went to school for accounting and finance. So actually, I knew in college because y'all are too young for this, but in 2008, there was a recession, big recession where a lot of people lost their jobs. And, you know, I'm sure some of you have heard about it or even experienced it yourself. But accounting and finance in some finance areas is a very stable career. And I was good at math and I was good at numbers and I love counting money. So I decided to get into accounting, and it's a stable career. And, you know, after college, I was able to find a job. So that's how it started.
Same here. I think I don't know if I always knew I wanted to be an accountant, but I know for sure that I had a mentor when I was in high school. He kind of led that way for me. One of the things that he said was like, you're always needing an accountant, like through bad economies and good economies, right? Because everybody wants to know how your financials are doing. So basically how the company is going. So that's how I knew that I wanted to be an accountant. How I ended up at Indeed was, I think that The unlimited PTO was something that, and I wanted flexibility in my schedule after leaving like a public accounting firm and another stressful company. I knew that I needed to find a little bit more flexibility, but I think that I gained much more at Indeed by being at Indeed. I didn't think that I was going to gain just by applying there.
I had no idea even what Indeed was before I even worked at Indeed. When I started college, my dream was to be like this entrepreneur who had like a fashion line, a fashion company, and I developed new artists and helped them like become the musicians and singers that would be stars. That was the big dream. So I went to business school and got myself an associate's in marketing, fashion marketing and management. Halfway through, I realized that I'll be more marketable with a marketing degree. So I finished my bachelor's in marketing and I figured, you know, I just need to get a job. So I ended up starting off in finance, actually, Brad. I worked at a mortgage company and then I worked at a bank and then I worked at Victoria's Secret. I touched a lot of different things and I think I spent a lot of my early 20s figuring out where do I want to end up? What do I want to do? And one of the things that I think my journey has taught me is that at any point in time, you can wake up and you can change the course of where your life is going. And your purpose can be X, Y, and Z for these 5 years that you're coming into. Or after that 5 years, your purpose has changed and you're evolved into another person, or you're going to grow into another career. You might be an accountant today and then you open your own accounting firm and you're an entrepreneur. So I think fate kind of led me to where I am now, and I'm doing stuff that I really enjoy and like, and I never thought, and this type of job was not even something I even knew about when I went to college. I didn't know there was, you know, a job where you can just manage a team that deals with digital and technical platforms and stuff like that. That's not IT. So by the time you guys get out to the job market, there'll be a plethora of roles that we probably don't even have now. So I would just say aim to align yourself with things that are aligned to your values. If you love creativity, if you love science, if you love math, if you like figuring out, you know, how to spend things and budgeting, hone in on those things. And eventually you will use those skills somewhere and you'll gain some more whenever wherever you end up, you'll continue to gain more skills that will help you in a place that you haven't even thought about yet.
Definitely communication goes everywhere. So, being able to speak, being able to write emails, read and understand what people are trying to ask of you. That's the thing. So for me, reading was not as important like when I was growing up, and that bit me in the butt. So I had to really, you know, get my vocabulary up, and I'm still trying. So for those y'all who don't like to read, y'all should start.
Well, thank you for your answers to my questions. And we're running out of time, so I'm gonna pass it to Janaya.
Hi, my name is Janaya Wilson, and I'm here to ask you my questions. I'm sorry, I had something in my throat. Anyways, I have two questions right here. And since Verna Lee went away, I'm just gonna ask two questions instead. And one's directly aimed at Bradley and another directly at Stacy. So let me ask the first question for Bradley. Okay. My first question is, because I did some research, according to Google, I was wondering, what is it like having the Japanese country Recruit Co. Ltd. as a subsidiary? I'm sorry. Do you have any close relations with them? And if so, what are they?
It's a very good question. And thank you for doing your research on that. Like, that's amazing that you would do that. So Indeed is a subsidiary of a company, it's our parent company called Recruit, which is a Japanese HR tech company. We do have relationships with them. We do have to, because basically everything that, all our numbers, everything that we report, every dollar that we make, every dollar that we spend, it has to go on their financial statements as if it's part of their company. So we do talk to them a lot. We ask questions. We do what's called cross charges. Like if Recruit, our parent company, does work that they can bill us for, we would handle the accounting for that. So there would be no real exchange of cash, but it would kind of consolidate when we go to report. So it's good to know, like, it's good to like speak to people across the world, and you know, everybody is we're a global company. So being able to talk to people in different countries, time zones, and even travel to different places, we've done that as well. That's been pretty cool.
Thank you. Now for my second question, my question is there an average salary for the amount of money that you make, or does that vary with different kinds of jobs that people in your company possess?
With the type of job that people do at the company, and it also varies with the level of the job that people do. So for example, on my team, I have technologist roles, senior technologist roles, and I have technology strategists, and that's from low to high. And we basically base a salary range based on the level that they are. So their skill sets are different, meaning the technologist knows how to do certain things. The senior technologist knows how to do what the technologist does and some. And then the person who's at the third level, they know how to do everything the other two do, plus they're doing things that have skill sets that the others won't have. And so they get compensated because they have additional skills that add more value to the business, and the impact is very different for them or bigger for them. I hope that makes sense.
It does, thank you. Okay, my last question is, seeing as Indeed is responsible for the employment of so many, do you have any recommendations for specific kinds of jobs aimed towards children between the ages of 12 and 15?
Aim for what? For students around what age?
12 and 15. I'm sorry if I was rambling.
No, that's totally fine. Personally, I think if you don't have to, I think this is the time that you should really be, I think, reading, like Brad said, but really getting yourself exposed to various things. I think one of the things that I lacked growing up was being exposed to different things. So if you have the chance to visit different places, see different things, that's a time that you should do it. But when I was like 13 or 14, I think I had babysitting jobs. I worked at a shoe store called Baker's, but I really should have been really reading more and exploring more and really spending some self time and exploring who I really was at that time more so than anything, because that's key.
Well, thank you for answering my questions, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, Chaya.
All right, thank you. I'm up, and then that's that. So thank you all for tuning in to Business Mind Kids. We had a great session today with some employers from Indeed. They learned about the challenges at Indeed, how to get a bag, mentorship is important, and also they want to see them grow to see more Black people there. So thank you all for tuning in. Have a good one. All right, so that is it.
Thank you for watching Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future.